Recently, on May 26th, Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, has enacted a law targeting homosexual individuals. According to this law, the death penalty is imposed for cases of aggravated homosexuality, particularly in connection with HIV-infected individuals. Likewise, the death penalty is applied in cases of sexual relations with minors and other vulnerable individuals. Attempted aggravated homosexuality can result in prison sentences of up to 14 years. Furthermore, individuals or groups advocating for homosexual rights, such as activist groups, face prison sentences of up to 20 years. So my first question is, how did the Ugandan president Yoweri Museveni come to enact this new law?
First and foremost, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Chigundu Joseph, and I'm a representative of Let's Walk Uganda, which is an organization, queer organization, that has been operating in Uganda and providing shelters to the queer people that have been homeless. So the question is, how did His Excellency, the President of Uganda, come to the conclusion? I mean, this bill was discussed in Parliament. They put up a committee whereby people went in to defend themselves. We saw those one of the professor who went and defended the queer people, but it never made any impact. And the president is much into the culture, like preserving the culture of Uganda, and also he was also driven mostly by the religious people, most especially the Protestant people. So these are the guys who really guided him and pushed him, I believe, to coming up with this decision of signing up the anti-gay bill into law.
There is like a broad support for this law targeting queer individuals among the Ugandan population. And my question is, what are the causes of the hatred and rejection towards queer identity and queer people in Uganda?
The most cause of this is preservation of culture. I don't know. Culture is so much deep into the people of Uganda, which culture perhaps is no longer existing as they think. And also the religious aspect of it. So people think homosexuality is anti-religious. For someone to be a gay, this person is known a Christian or God doesn't like such people. So this is one of the causes that is driving or leading to hate of the queer people in Uganda.
And even before the law was signed, there were reports of discrimination and rejection of homosexuals in medical facilities. For example, they were turned away from hospitals due to fears of government harassment. What options will be available for queer individuals in need of medical assistance now, particularly people living with HIV?
To be sincere, this is so heartbreaking. Personally, I'm a medical personnel. I have a bachelor's degree in medicine, and I know how hard it is for the people who are living with HIV. Before, there were some organizations which were trying to provide medical assistance to the queer people. But now these organizations can no longer operate because they were shut down. They can no longer receive funds from donors. This implies that the queer people can no longer have access to medical services. Yes, they cannot go to the general hospitals where all individuals go because they fear for their lives. And now the people who are helping them, the organizations which have been helping the queer people, are now not operating anymore. So life for the queer people is hard.
And also, what impact will this law have on the handling of HIV and AIDS in Uganda in general?
This is a good question. Before this law was there, I think the president signed it in 2013, probably. But then I was working in one of the hospitals in Uganda, and the donors or the people who are trying to fund our hospital, some of them reduced and others stopped funding the hospital. And this is what happened. Lots of employees lost their jobs in this hospital, and a couple of patients had to lose their lives because they couldn't have medication. And also there were intensive care units, because intensive care units require a lot of medical personnel, and then also the hospital could not afford to pay these people. So many lost their jobs. We lost kids. This was just in one hospital. The general problem or outcome or impact of this is that a lot of Ugandans, in terms of health, are going to be deprived of from getting the medical services. Not only the gay people, but also the general or the other people who are HIV positive. Now, putting the people who are HIV positive aside, we have the locals in the villages who cannot even access food, even safe water. And we've been having organizations like USAID, which has been operating these deep areas, remote areas, and they've been doing tremendous work. So once America says, okay, we are not providing support anymore to Ugandan people because of abuse of human rights, the entire Uganda is going to be affected. And for some of us who have relatives that are HIV positive, it's going to be hard, because buying medication for our relatives, we can't afford, it's expensive. And now the government is trying to cause pain on the gay people, but it's going to go beyond this. It's going to be a general thing, although the queer people will be affected more because they will not have access to medical services, and also their lives are also in danger, because right now they cannot run to the police for safety. There's nowhere you can run for help. There's nowhere you can go for hospital, medication and everything. So this leaves the life of the queer people, I don't know, helpless, in danger, in a very dangerous situation.
In 2014, there was like a similar law in Uganda, but it was overturned by the Constitutional Court. Do you think there's hope like that this would happen again with that new law?
As I speak, the couple of people who have already gone to the court to say that this law is not put into action. However, before, the community was not so much into it, because I think by then social media was not so much used compared to right now. So right now, most of the people now are aware of what is going on. So I'm pretty not sure whether it will be nullified like the other year, 2014. However, we still have hopes, but the hopes or the chances are very, very minimal. But we will wait and see. Maybe the court will be on the side of the queer people, you know, since Uganda is assigned to United Nations, which United Nations are protecting the human rights. So we are yet to see what will go on, but for now, I'm pretty sure it may not be nullified, or it may. So I can't really give a conclusive report on this.
Some countries, such as the United States and the Netherlands, have already announced consequences for those involved in severe human rights violation. How can international pressure continue to be exerted on the Ugandan government?
Thank you so much. That's a good question. So far, as you've said, that some of the countries have started putting bans or visa ban on these members of parliament, kindly requesting also other European countries to do the same, because if the leaders in Uganda cannot provide the peace within their country, then why would they go to countries that are providing safe environment for everyone to live in? So how can other countries help us is by continuing putting bans, travel bans, to all the members of parliament who participated to ensure that this bill is put into a law. So as queer people, we'll be super excited and very happy when all these members of parliament are not able to move out of Uganda. Not only the members of parliament, but also the cabinet ministers. Because if they couldn't speak or support of human rights or promoting human rights, then why would they get out of the country which they think it is peaceful for them, and then they go to other countries? So we continue calling upon the nations, the world, to put these sanctions to the heads of the ministers and members of parliament in Uganda.
We are here in Germany, and what options does Germany have, or Germans, to support queer individuals in Uganda?
As per this bill, there are a lot of queer activists, most especially those that have been running these organizations that were operating before in Uganda, and now their lives are in danger because they were known before this bill was discussed in parliament, and now they are still known even after when this bill is put into law, meaning that they can easily be spotted out. So how can Germany help? I think we have been pushing or asking for humanitarian visas. And if at all Germany could accept and give humanitarian visas to these activists, then that would be so much a relief, or it would be so great to the activists who were operating in Uganda before. And then those of you in Germany who can perhaps donate or give some little money to the queer people in Uganda, please do. Because right now, as a queer person, you cannot work in Uganda. Most of the queer people fear to move outside because as a queer, you are easily identified. And what will be the next thing? People will kill you. People will beat you up. So most of the queer people cannot go out and work. And this is hard. Had to live without money. And even according to this law, if you had any professional and you are found guilty, your profession or your academic qualifications will be dismantled. You no longer have any qualification at all. So this means that most of the queer people who are there, they are either living in the street for them to continue working, which is a bit hard also, or they are just at home, as in trying to get safety for their lives. And then also, we call upon the embassies, like not only German embassies, but also other embassies in Uganda, in case these queers run to them and ask for shelter. We kindly request them, please provide shelter to these guys, because their lives are totally in danger. And those of you who can invite someone to Germany, for example, you can sign a commitment letter or send an invitation, or you know a friend of yours. I mean, these organizations have been operating and they've been working hand in hand with people in Germany. So if you know of someone who is in Uganda and this person was a gay or queer activist, and you can write an invitation to this person, please do so, because the German government may not release or may not allow all the 200 humanitarian visas that we have. So that's my call to the German people and also to the German government. But not forgetting, the German government should speak with the government of Uganda, because not all queer people can be rescued or taken out of Uganda. The queer community is so, so big. So my humble request to the German government is, let them speak to the Ugandan government. Otherwise, lots of lives are going to be lost. Not everyone has a chance of getting a passport, because even acquiring a passport in Uganda is a problem. So there are people who don't have passports, and meaning they can't travel. But they need to learn for safety for their lives. My message will go to the people of Uganda. I know they will listen to this. We can lose what we have, but we cannot lose what we are or who we are. I am born gay. I will not lose who I am. So it's my humble request to the Ugandan people. We are born this way. And detaining us in prison will not change our sexuality. You can kill one or two, but the bitter truth is more than 1,000 queer people are going to be born. I'm just humbly requesting the people of Uganda, please understand that this is who we are. This is who we are.